Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Most of the flavors, especially like sweet flavors that we enjoy in the United States, are completely chemically manufactured.
Of course. Cinnamon isn't really cinnamon anymore. Yeah, and you know, also I read that Wegmans vaping cartridges don't have real flavors in them either. And they sell them to
CBD.
Kids. They sell them to kids.
Could a little one see Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein?
When Robert was in the hospital recovering from his first bouts of chemotherapy, this was his favorite go-to movie.
But that's also when he relapsed.
I will watch it with my son. That is Rob Spiewak's. That's what did you say?
Nothing. I said that's also when he relapsed.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm wondering whether it's me as far as social media is concerned, but I found yesterday, and I just want to throw this out to the room, that as I'm surfing my book of faces, which because I'm 60 years old, that's it for me. I'm not an Instagram person, although I've been on Instagram.
Do you peek
at
it?
I'm not a tweeter. I don't tweet, although my Facebook page, I believe, is still linked.
You do
Twitter.
Tweet technically. With
I do
your
tweet
page.
Technically yes. With my page.
You're a technical tweeter.
But rarely, you know, I will check notifications on Twitter periodically, but not routinely.
I hate Twitter. Do you even look at Instagram, though? Because there's pictures on Instagram. It's not
just
fun.
I'm on Instagram because of my daughters. I like to check out their you know, their stuff. And then sometimes I check out their stuff and I'm like, why did I do that?
Right.
But anyway, with the Book of Faces, that's still the go-to, even though as more time passes, I become more and more aware that this Zuckerberg dude might be the Antichrist. You know what I mean?
No.
And where it's like he's going to take fake ads and just say, I'm going for more truth, but yet he's taking money from.
Well, they'll take the money wherever it comes.
Yeah.
They'll take the money, which, you know, when you get that big. When you get as big as him, I think he's got more of a social responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not Mark Zuckerberg. That's not what I'm here to talk about. What I'm here to talk about is I feel now we are just on the fringes of the holiday season.
Yeah.
And we are about to creep into the holiday season. And that, to me, is when weird stuff begins to happen. I think people get weirder. I think people get angrier, and I think the trolls begin to really get into it. That last night, the only thing I wrote down is something I said to Carla. I said, do you find Facebook right now getting a little weirder? And she said, no. Why? I said, because I'm reading a picture. I see a picture of a kid.
Right.
And then I see a picture of a bald kid. And the post says a picture of a bald kid. The reason he lost his hair in kindergarten because he ate paint chips. If it's an attempt at humor, it falls way short. And then I get just weird pictures of people, and I start seeing names pop up that are obviously connected to me, either following me or friends of mine. I have 5,000, can't keep track of all of them.
Right.
And I'm sitting there looking at this and going, these are people that have you know, just sort of bubbled to the surface. This is not political. This is not... making a point.
Are they
a lot
truthers?
Of people of course, no, it's nothing political. It's just that it's I don't know. I'm wondering,
how
is
about
it because it's October or what? I live down here in a vacuum.
I get a lot of Nats
temperature.
A Nats posts on my feed.
See, perfectly normal.
Right?
Perfectly acceptable.
And that's World seasonal. That's opinion. Seasonal. But I think what Mike is saying is
World
that
Series time.
Yeah.
The change in weather, and it might not be as much. Facebook connects you with the entire world. The people of Florida, their notes probably don't change when wintertime rolls around. But there's a definite mood shift up here.
I know what it is.
What?
Everybody that's in Florida right now has left the cold.
And they're in the warm, right?
Right, they're in the warm.
The car carriers down here are coming in like the invasion of Normandy on every single day. And those of us that live down here are every day just kind of going,
So it messes with the entire algorithm of who you're getting.
Yeah, and also...
And they will come down now. They will come down now for a month, and then they will go back...
For the holidays.
Because they want it all, and they will go back to... And then they will come down again.
But also, in the Northeast, we have had our two nice fall days. We've had them. They were terrific. This morning, cold and damp and dead leaves blowing and cyclones on the road. So it's becoming depressing
up
here.
There was no fall.
But we had 2 days, 48 hours.
You looked outside this morning, you're like, F.
Yeah, it's done.
There's
we're done.
Winter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's chilly and cold.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So that's it.
That's it.
And people are starting to wig out. And as we get closer to like family time and those solo entities that are out there on Facebook will get angrier and angrier and more mis-
I
think if you looked at Facebook and negative posts, you would see a spike during the
This is what I have. I have yesterday. First time I had some time last night to really look at Facebook in some time.
Right.
I see Yankees posts because it didn't really work out for them unless something changed that I don't know about.
No, they got blown out.
They had a bad evening.
So...
Going to be a Nat Stros.
Then I see Chiefs posts.
Yes.
Because, you know, they may or may not have, as of last night, lost a quarterback. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And then I see a lot
Mahomes got injured last night?
Yes, his knee.
Thank God his voice Mahomes is still okay.
Yes, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my knee.
Yes, yes.
Still got to work harder. I'm going to be an NFL guy. I still got to work harder.
None of us are, Mike.
We're the guy on the State Farm commercial.
But my feed was full of Instapot recipes.
Instapot.
And I don't cook. So
I saw a funny one last night. Someone had put a Instapot. And
turn your microphone up. I need to hear you. You're far away.
They had put a picture of an Instapot, and then they'd put a picture of the Instapot.
That's what I saw.
With
Freddie Mercury
and David Bowie because it's under pressure.
Instapot. Please explain the Instapot.
It is a new self-powered pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Instapot.
Instapot.
Yeah. You probably have
one. Sounds like you turned me up.
You probably have
Instapot.
One.
What, like a crock pot?
No, it's a pressure cooker.
Oh, a pressure
and not a chafing dish.
And that's the big thing now.
Very popular now.
What's going on? Now I feel like I got a lot louder.
You got louder, or we got louder?
I don't know what's happening here.
You're fine on this end.
What are you doing with your fingers?
I increased my send to you.
Point being, Mike. And then there's this story that broke yesterday on the NBC Nightly News that some baby foods may contain carcinogens. Yes.
God, I missed that one.
Yeah.
And there's a story.
I NyQuil'd up at 9 o'clock.
And did you see the Wegmans story?
No, I didn't see the Wegmans story.
Class action story against Wegmans that their vanilla ice cream doesn't really contain vanilla. Mm-hmm. You suckers.
How much joy did that bring you?
I loved it.
How much joy
did that bring
you? I
didn't get that
really?
Story, which is weird.
Would you like to find it?
I can bring it up. Sure, absolutely.
All right, very good.
Or was it propaganda from... Giant.
Big grocery?
Yes. How do we take on the hottest growing grocery chain? A propaganda campaign.
The hot chain.
Yes. The vanilla isn't really vanilla.
I'm not seeing it when I put in Wegmans. I see Wegmans.
This is alleged.
25 things to buy at Wegmans.
Indemnify.
Wegmans Home Facebook, Wegmans Wiki.
Oh,
nothing on the first page.
Snap!
Well, you got to hit
nothing
Mike.
Of the first
a class
page.
Action suit is what you're saying.
How about
alleging?
Let's go to the
Pony. Why don't you look as well?
Fox News reports Wegmans vanilla ice cream is not flavored by real vanilla. Class action lawsuit alleges.
You say Fox News?
Yes, but it's also on WBAL TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a
there both is reputable. I'm sure.
Concerned consumers are accusing an East Coast supermarket chain of feeding them false information about the store's vanilla ice cream. Quincy Steele of Pennsylvania, probably fat.
Yeah.
Jimmy Areola of New York got Chinese on
made
the
up
way
guy.
Home.
Jimmy Areola,
made up guy.
That's his name when we're talking about a milk-based product,
ice cream.
I just kind of get. Is this a local?
I've
Fox
got nipple stalker.
No, this
you
is.
Milk me.
This is Fox News. If you put in Wegmans vanilla ice cream, the story will come up. They say the chain's vanilla ice cream varieties don't contain any real vanilla, but rather natural flavorings that are derived from non-vanilla sources. They say we have been conditioned to believe that vanilla ice cream should be flavored by vanilla.
Who said that?
Areola.
Oh, man. Joey Areola.
Jimmy Areola.
Oh, I think Joey's better.
So it's Fox News. It's national.
And,
let's see.
It should be. Yeah. It should be labeled
vanilla ice cream, not flavored by real vanilla.
It should be by law labeled
controversy.
Vanilla flavored.
But wait a minute. This is really, really bad. And this is the mainstream media that always takes pot shots at Fox. Are they not? Yeah. You know, is this not being picked up by 20 people because? Because they,
it's alleged still.
No, it has vanilla flavoring, but not vanilla.
But it's a vanilla story.
Don't you see what Wegmans is doing?
A couple of concerned consumers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
that's the lead sentence,
Mike. From the little acorn, the mighty oak grows. This is a.
But Robin Warren, Rob. Yes. Now listen,
propaganda.
We're on the same page.
I understand.
I want this to be true.
I do too.
I want this to be true. Just
and that's
I hate
why we have to
big ice cream.
We have to throw it out there. So we need more people than Johnny Areola.
Yeah, but we can't
Jimmy
share
Areola.
A story that might not be true.
It's true. The story that the lawsuit is true.
Okay, but it's alleged.
Yeah, but you see, this is the way we find the truth. I am the whistleblower.
but if you probably consume. Many vanilla products that say vanilla flavored.
Right.
That's their issue.
That's right.
They want it to
there's
say
fake,
vanilla.
There, I know all of, as you go around the round world, Mike, there's a fake vanilla called Vanillin, and that ain't right.
Really?
Yeah. What has real vanilla then?
Real vanilla, I believe your Kirkland
Breyers
ice cream.
Vanilla has
Breyers
real,
has
vanilla.
Real vanilla. Yeah.
Confirmed?
Ben and Jerry's, Häagen-Dazs.
Häagen-Dazs, all the premium ice creams have real vanilla.
What about a cookie sandwich?
It depends on the cookie sandwich.
I think if you got an ice cream sandwich, there would be an outside shot. The vanilla ice cream in your ice cream sandwich
is real.
Would be vanilla flavored.
Yeah.
Oh, vanilla flavored.
You have to read the label. Are you a label reader, Fawcett?
No.
Well, you know, to be fair, this label doesn't say that it contains real vanilla.
But it is saying that it's vanilla ice cream.
It says vanilla ice cream. It's supposed to say vanilla flavored.
That's right.
If it's not real, Pony.
Letter of the law, Pony!
Don't let him slide.
Yeah, screw Pony's, them all.
I'm a Wegmans
player. We just chastised
Pony.
About ice cream.
Booming.
And Pony's not really an ice cream guy.
The complaint alleged that Wegmans vanilla ice cream, as well as many other ice cream varieties that contain the flavor, gives a false impression.
It does.
That it contains vanilla. And to me, that's a big deal.
And you know what?
It's
like not just that.
Is vanilla healthier?
No, but it's real.
It's real. It's not created. By the way, flavorings, there've been documentaries on it.
Yeah.
That most of the flavors, especially like sweet flavors that we enjoy in the United States, are completely chemically manufactured.
Of course. Cinnamon isn't
raspberry
really cinnamon
is
anymore.
Raspberry.
Yeah. And you know, also I read that Wegmans vaping cartridges don't have real flavors in them either. And they sell them to
CBD.
Kids. They sell them to kids. No carding at Wegmans.
Do you think if weed was as common back in Elvis's day that he might not have been so messed up? If Elvis really got into the weed, he'd just be a big old pothead.
Well, you see,
and he'd live as long as Willie Nelson.
You ask this, and this I actually have an answer. Elvis hated street drugs.
Yeah.
So the only way he would have liked marijuana is
he's
if
so
it is
clean. He's so clean.
Is if it could have been prescribed to him.
Elvis hated street drugs.
He did.
That's just funny.
That's why every pill had a prescription, a big stack of prescription.
Marijuana is now not a street drug.
So if it could have been prescribed to him, and also probably he would need it in a pill or oil form, or God forbid, a brownie. That he would have liked.
What if you could bake him into those hot dog rolls that he likes so
much? When he would ride around on a horse eating hot dog rolls?
Yeah, I'm Elvis Aaron Presley, man.
You can see Red running in and say, "Hey, E, I got something great for you. Prescription brownies."
There we go, E. Yeah, take it in. Well, now it's prescription. You can get it as a prescription.
So he'd still
so
be alive,
done well with that.
But
anyway, it's a big deal, and you know, especially as we go into sweet season, as I like to call
sweets.
It.
Sweets!
Where we will have
sweets.
Mrs. O'Mara, by the way, had a sweet attack last night.
Uh-oh.
Went out to Mia with the little guy.
Iguanaria.
Coming back, Iguanaria. And on the way back, Mrs. O'Mara demanded that we stop at Duck Donuts.
Oh,
to get donuts.
Damn.
How many did
you fought her?
She got a dozen. What's that?
You fought her.
No, I just said, initially I said no. And then my inner fat, you know, it's like saying to a heroin addict, I'm just going to take a hit. You mind sitting in the room with me? And you're like, yeah, go ahead. I'm not going to participate though. And then you're looking at it and then you go, and then you look at her like this, Oscar, and you go, I had two out of the dozen.
What is the crowd at Duck Donuts after dinner?
Well, see, it's not after dinner for us. It's dinner afternoon. For us is at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, so I say the early evening crowd at Duck Donuts.
5:30-ish Duck Donuts customers. They were all in there. Lots of kids.
Sure.
It's after school special.
Some teenagers yeah. were in there. And I sat in the car and the little man and Carla went inside and then waited a while because they make a fresh batch in there. And then she got in.
They make them to order, don't they? Isn't that their deal?
Carla has the same tell. She doesn't get fat because she comes out and she'll have this food orgy and just let it go. And then she will, before bed, she goes, I feel like I'm going to be sick. I said, well, you did because your body's not. It's the same way when we fed Oscar those donuts.
Yeah. That's right. Work. He was moaning in the back seat. It was great.
Right. Me. And I inhale two of them and I'm like, Twitch, let's go party.
Yep.
You know, I mean, that's
it's
the way
like
I look
calling
at it.
On the old friends.
It's like a Mario coin for you.
Right. But if I'd gone more than two.
The big thing. Yeah.
It wouldn't have been fun if I'd gone more than two. I would not have.
What about little? What about the small Mike?
I'm not sure what he knocked back. He's got a different schedule. I mean, he had nine.
Nine donuts.
Great metabolism.
But it was so funny though.
And a huge coffee.
I did notice one thing.
What?
There were twins in the store.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
There were twins, and then the twins walked out. And the twins had the same kind of, they were older, but had the same body type as Michael. Mm-hmm. And I said, it's kind of cute to see these skinny kids in the Duck Donuts. And then it was a little sad because obviously the older brother came out and you had twin one who was like kind of running around and manic. Twin two, same thing a little. And then the older brother came out and he had the donuts and it was like, boom, boom, boom. It was like 5 years. Yeah. And what 5 years
not up
did,
to them.
Oh, it was just like, he's not, you know, he's not going to be recruited by any Big Ten schools. Let's put it that way.
Okay? He might be required by a really Big Ten school.
Schlubby, schlub, schlub, schlubby, schlub. Because there's a certain point you just can't do that.
Of no return.
You know,
and Duck Donuts are heavy, heavy donuts.
Cakes.
They're not.
They're cakes.
They're cake donuts fried in oil and you taste it.
I mean, they're good for what, if that's what you're in the mood for.
Well, for me, it's a donut.
Yeah.
So, I mean, for me, it's just like, it's a donut. I have to. My inner fat guy goes, listen, I know you're not a big fan of that particular donut establishment, but this is my voice inside going, but you have to eat that.
So
that's your job.
For example,
that's your job.
I walk into a Dunkin', not a Dunkin' Donuts, a Dunkin', right?
Now it's just called Dunkin'?
Dunkin'.
Right.
And
what do you mean Dunkin'?
They've rebranded.
Dunkin'.
Because now they're doing.
It's just called Dunkin'?
Lattes and sandwiches with square eggs, the whole BS.
It's nice
thing.
They rebrand their mediocrity.
Yeah. For the still tastes like Noxzema.
Absolute disgusting products.
Horrible. God. Frozen, frozen donuts thawed in store.
Yeah. They have thrived.
So, I mean, an example is that I see the donuts there. I think of my friends and I'm like, oh, this is 3 days ago.
Right.
And I know how much you hate that place. So.
It's not. Look, I am. If I really, really hated it, I would never, ever go.
Okay,
and that's not true. Occasionally, we will go, and we will. But in a,
I find
very
a negative.
If there's
though.
Any option, I will take.
The only
any
thing
other
that
option.
Keeps me, I find a negative in from to stop me from ordering the half a dozen donuts.
Right.
Of glazed.
Their deal is they are so prevalent though. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere. Yeah. So, but I go in for coffee.
Right.
My brother's in the car and I'm like, well, maybe my brother will like some donuts too.
Mm-hmm. Did he see it and buy the establishment?
No, he didn't buy the establishment.
Just checking.
Just success is it's tough to not be jealous of, Rob.
He bought one down here. It's cheaper than Oven Boss.
It's and then I look at my brother and I look back and I'm like, you know, he'll probably just want a coffee. So I'll just get a coffee. So we match up. Because I can't. So if you have anybody you can be fat with,
yes.
That's your downfall.
Yes.
Like if somebody won't be fat with you.
An enabler.
Then you can be stronger.
Mike, would you be so kind as to call us back on the Skype?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Please.
Mike was looking up some Dunkin' menu.
Well, you got to get all the top menu items. You get the best stuff.
You know, and you know what? Dunkin' with your classics menu.
Oh, you're on your website now?
Pull my pube.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry. Really? Classics.
The classics.
I'm calling, Rob.
Is the pull my pube on the classics menu?
No, it's so... classics.
Yeah.
Like, it's a classic. These are like...
Can I guess some of the items on the...
terms that are...
Can I guess some of the items on the classic menu? Because I do not have the website in front of me. Because I'm guessing the French cruller will be on there.
Yeah, you go to your glazed.
The blueberry, which that's the most glazed. The most Noxzema tasting one. Boston cream with some
sort of... The day we had...
All right, do you want hot drinks, donuts, iced drinks, sandwiches,
sandwiches.
And wraps?
Sandwiches.
No, I want donuts.
Oh.
Bakery snacks, you want donuts.
Donuts, of course. That's the place to start. That's how they got
there. You can get a breakfast sandwich. It's not bad.
That's their, you'll pardon the pun, bread and butter.
Mm. You know, okay, let me tell you. I am now on the third window of Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, right? A hurdle. Another
it's
hurdle.
Like classic snacks, donuts. Mm. Then I open donuts. Do you want donuts or Munchkin's donut holes?
You know? I thought they had, who makes Pop'ems? Pop'ems well, is another
Munchkin
variety.
Donuts when I was a kid.
Right.
That was a treat.
They're not really
popular
made of
donut varieties.
Oh, here we go. Varietals of donuts. Digital donuts.
Glazed.
Oh, I love glazed.
Sure.
Vanilla frosted. I wonder if they have real vanilla.
Oh, you can bet your ass there's not a
I have never
of
had
in
a vanilla
building.
Frosted donut in my life.
Sure you have. Just like a white icing on a donut?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Stay away.
What is an old
it looks
fashioned?
Like, looks like you know what.
I could take two parts old gross. Brown liquor and you meddle with an orange. I'd say an old fashioned is probably just a cake donut.
Chocolate glazed.
Oh, I love
powdered,
chocolate glazed.
Sugared. Sugar's glazed good. Blueberry, cinnamon, jelly, Boston cream, strawberry frosted, and double chocolate. Mm.
No French cruller?
Why are we giving them that publicity? It's a that, well, I mean, I don't know. There's no French cruller.
What about a beignet?
That's more of a New Orleans thing.
Oh. Yeah, but I mean, they're everywhere. They're every. I mean, you can't argue with the success of the chain.
Dunkin'.
It's kind of you know, we get the food that we want as Americans.
What does
you know?
your friend the chef say? You accept it.
You said you know why you get the bad food in America.
Oh, Mike, you know what I haven't had either downstairs, and I'm sure Rod, well, maybe you haven't.
What?
Maybe I'm just calling you fat, and I'm sorry.
What's that?
The crepes.
No, I have not enjoyed their crepes yet.
We Rod was teased that the bonus show this week.
Oh, really?
We taking a field trip, yes.
A field trip?
A field trip.
To how a mysterious land?
How is the field trip going to work where we go downstairs into the...
We will choose an emissary from the show. To go down via telephone, and then we will go through the experience.
We're not going
to
harass the poor
No, of course not. Why would
that's
we?
That's exciting. That's very exciting.
Why would we harass someone for selling a $10 crepe?
Yeah. And by the way, I think probably all the pumpkin flavors are back.
Boom, boo, boo. Pumpkin Noxzema donut. Lick it.
And look, you've heard it. You've heard all the stories. Pumpkin's really not pumpkin.
Yes.
If things were pumpkin flavored,
tastes like nutmeg.
No, it doesn't. Well, that's the nutmeg is the spice.
Let me
finish
cinnamon.
My point. Calm down when we talk food. I'm saying pumpkin, if you were getting pumpkin flavored, it would taste like squash.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
it would taste
right.
Bland like squash. Pumpkin is not pumpkin. Pumpkin is the seasoning that goes into pumpkin. So that's all it is.
What goes into the seasoning?
As Rob mentioned, nutmeg, cinnamon.
Some clove sometimes.
All spice. That type. What?
Sometimes clove. But squash.
Tell me all the spices that go into
Mike.
Dunkin'.
Sometimes here's the deal. Sometimes you throw in a little ginger.
What are
ginger.
The spices that go into a pumpkin pie?
Cinnamon.
I'm sure you've baked one, Nancy.
One.
All right. Go ahead. What goes
every
into a
year?
Pie?
You put yams.
Right. You have pumpkin, of course. Eggs, but then your spices. You're going to go cloves, cinnamon, allspice. Sometimes a little bit of ginger. Mm-hmm. I like the fresh nutmeg. I grate it fresh. Makes it
all
better.
Right, very good. So, but it's not the flavor. Of the pumpkin.
No, all squash tastes like what it is cooked with. You never say, this is great squash.
Right.
Any variety. Zucchini doesn't taste like anything.
And I come from a long line of squash haters.
Really?
Actually, my family likes squash. I don't like squash. Squash I don't like the way it sounds. I don't like the way it cooks. I don't like it on a plate.
Didn't you play it?
I don't mind it if you slice it up and they're like a zucchini.
Oh, I've had that. I've had that, yeah.
I can eat that. I can eat. But I don't like it when it's
what about
all like
eggplant?
Mashed up. Yeah, same kind of thing. Same kind of like
eggplant
lack
is horrible.
Of texture.
Ugh.
You know, it's not the, you know.
And a tough
to
skin.
Me,
But you don't, my mom used to make something like eggplant parmesan.
Sure.
When I was a kid.
Yeah, well, that's you throw tomato sauce and tons of cheese and breading on anything and you can eat, Hulk Hogan's right nut. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, but Mike, we
and
only
that would
have
be pubes. That would be pubes and nut in the same sentence.
I went to the restaurant that served it, but they only had two portions.
Okay, thank you. Start the show. Lucky
man. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What is this, a freak out?
Hey, this isn't funny, Wonka. You can't possibly see where you're going, Wonka.
You're right. I can't.
Boy, what a great series this would make.
Wonka.
This is kind of strange.
Yeah, strange, Charlie, but it's fun.
This is terrific.
I'm going to get off the boat, Wonka.
I'm gonna be sick.
I can take a joke, but
has it
gone too far?
There's no earthly way of knowing.
He's singing.
Which direction we are going?
He's gonna scream.
There's no knowing where we're rowing. Or which way the river's flowing. Is it raining? Is it snowing? Is a hurricane a blowing? Not a speck of light is showing, so the danger must be growing. Are the fires of hell a-glowing? Is the grisly reaper mowing? Yes! The danger must be growing, for the rowers keep on rowing, and they're certainly not showing any signs that they are slowing!
Does he go far enough?
Quite right, sir. Stop the boat.
We're there.
Where?
Here. A small step for mankind, but a giant step for us.
All ashore.
Get me off this crate.
Now, why don't they show stuff like that on TV?
I don't know.
What a nightmare.
Daddy, I do not want a boat like this.
This is Wade Byard, the public information officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
And then years later, Johnny Depp reprised the role of Willy Wonka and simply made him weird.
Right.
Not incredibly scary like Gene Wilder was in that scene, and it was beautiful.
Mike, like all great kids' films, that is the scene that features a chicken being decapitated. Enjoy the film, kids.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Delighted to have you along on a fabulous Friday show from Sutter Creek, California, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, also Virginia, Roslyn Farms, Pennsylvania, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, and Phi-Phi, Thailand.
Hi, Phi-Phi.
Very happy to have you with us. Mortgage interest rates recently rose a bit when President Trump announced a very substantial phase one trade deal with China, up one day and down the next. That's probably going to be the pattern for mortgage interest rates for the foreseeable future. So if you want stability, you need to call Cornerstone First Financial, where you will be locked in. And if rates come down, your rate comes down too. So if you've been waiting, now is the time to get off the fence, because we just don't know what news is coming next. That's for sure. Consumer debt and tappable home equity are still at an all-time high. So if you are looking to eliminate PMI, pay off credit cards, or an ex-spouse. Wow, where'd that come from? Please call my friend Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial. Those transactions have been completed. Cornerstone First will meet or beat any competitor's advertised interest rates. Some restrictions apply. Call 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or check out the web at cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. So that's a
wonderful. Pay your spouse off.
What's that? I'm sorry?
Pay off that spouse.
Pay off that. Well, I don't know why that was included in that.
I don't either.
Mike.
No real idea.
It's official that I've lost any pull in this town. I had World
Series. I heard about this.
I had World Series tickets.
Mm-hmm.
I had them taken away, and then I had them brought back, and I just got a text this morning that they're away again.
And tease. Filthy tease.
Let me ask you this. Who is this person who is making you dance like a monkey, and not the Oscar Santana, the media titan?
He's not
in
treating
Washington,
me
D.C.
like the celebrity I am.
That's right.
I believe you
Power.
Should not have
right?
to. You should not have to dance like
just because your tia has handicapped access seats doesn't mean you can treat me like garbage.
That the seats you would get?
Yes, I wanted to be in the lap
of luxury.
You know
how spectacular those seats are?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's why I was letting him use me and abuse me.
Is it because you're not infirmed that you're not going to get this?
No.
Does he know about your hamstring?
No, but that is a great effing question. No, this is that same day I have a commitment. So, you know, let's do this. For those of you that don't know baseball.
Let's do this.
Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
The series, let's say the Astros take it, right?
Right.
So the Astros and we've got the Nationals. It's going to go 2-3-2. That means two games we played in Houston, right, hypothetically. Then we'll have three games that will come home. And then we'll have, depending on how far the actual contest goes, two more games away.
And I believe the game distribution is determined by the winner of the All-Star game, right?
Here's how it works. It's two games
away,
Houston, and then two games back in Washington. If it goes to a fifth game, because you've got the potential
of a sweep,
two and two of a four-game sweep, then you have the fifth game in Washington, the sixth game in – no, that's not how it works.
No, 2-3 – it's 2-3-2. 100%, Mike. 100%.
Two games in Houston?
You mean both the sixth and seventh games are going to be in –
they'll be away. They'll be away.
The sixth and seventh game, Mike, if it goes at the Rose Bowl in Los Angeles.
We're all talking at the same time. What was that?
So the sixth and seventh game will be – he's making a joke. We're talking baseball.
But he's been interrupting from the beginning of the show today.
Well, now he knows.
All right.
And knowing is half the battle.
It is 2-3-2.
Yes.
So the sixth and seventh game is played in the home stadium, the one with home field advantage.
Yeah, which would be the Astros in this case.
Right. Unless the Yankees win, and then it would be opposite because the Nationals would have the advantage, I think? Or is that
gone regardless. That's gone.
Okay.
Regardless.
I get it.
So I was hoping to go on Friday or Saturday of next week. And on Friday, I can make it. On Saturday, I can't because of a prior commitment with the Bush family. So I can't. Yeah, I got to weigh those responsibilities.
Are you going up to Maine again?
No. It's local. It's local.
All right.
It's a production.
Too bad it's not at their place in Houston, because then you'd be there for the Astros.
That's true. But they're big Texas Rangers.
Technically.
Because of W.
43.
Likely, yeah.
No, didn't 40. So
43 owned the Houston Texans. I mean the Texas Rangers.
Yes. So it would technically you would have a different team, right?
Sports. You'd have to sneak out.
Yeah. So my point being.
So this is your schedule then that's screwing.
It is, but I was teased with a Friday ticket, a guarantee. That's why I came here beating my chest out. I'm going to the World Series
next Friday.
I'm supposed to, but I got this is when you know you have no pull. And the text says everything. Sorry, bud. Looks like my aunt wants to go on Friday. We could go Saturday, but I know you're booked. Like it's my fault.
That's all right. Well, it is your fault.
I don't need sorry, bud.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not available. This is not like you have a hard, fast ticket that you already agreed to a particular day. And then someone told you, and then someone said, no, I'm taking it away. This is because of your schedule.
And Barb Moody didn't write me. Begged her yesterday.
No. Yeah. Is Barb going? Well, I'm sure she is. And we thought it'd be nice if Chuck could stay home with the dogs and Barb and Oscar could go see the game.
Yeah. I'll pay for a ticket.
But you're not a real fan.
No, I'm a DC douche.
You're a DC douche.
Yeah.
I want to go to be at the event.
I want to be able to Instagram from the event. Now I got to stand outside the stadium like Jimmy Cerrito.
This is a big deal for sports. Oh, he is the ultimate America's guest. He got that. I saw online the 50 pictures of that giant mouth that was just, he was, how did he do it?
In the game or was he, as we predicted, just hanging outside the stadium?
Yeah.
Well, whichever the case was, he was stalking Tommy McFly because he saw a camera.
Of course.
That's what he was going to be. He loves a camera. Mm-hmm. Jimmy loves publicity.
He's the only
Jimmy
one
loves
of that
being on television.
But he doesn't mention the wing. He doesn't mention anything about the restaurant.
No, he just wants to be on TV.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what he cares about.
He's the only one of that entire piece that said, "You know what, Tommy? Like he's on the Tonight Show."
Exactly. And by the way, can someone enlighten me as to exactly what Tommy's minimum wage role is on Fox 5?
Okay,
what
it's on News 4.
News 4.
Yes. Yes.
So it's NBC. That's NBC. A step up NBC. Right away. NBC. My apologies to Mr. McFly.
So he no longer has a morning show. So he works at News 4 as an entertainment slash, I think, is it? It's a more of a potpourri of pop culture.
I believe in the day, Mike, his role was called a stringer. They would pull him when they needed him. And throw
no,
him
no.
When
now tell the truth. He's on camera, though, right?
Yeah.
He does human interest.
Absolutely.
He's the Steve Doocy, Rob.
Yeah.
He'll be in New York
in like, 2 years?
But I don't think he has the regularity of a Steve Doocy. I think he's an occasional contributor.
Really?
I believe so. Oscar, does he have any regularity?
I'm a Fox 5 guy now.
Yes.
We got
me
Angie
too.
Off.
Me too.
That's who we watch.
That's it.
And in the mornings, I'm a USA 9 because we've got Tony Perkins now.
And Annie U.
Yes, of course. All right, well, I'm looking up
Tommy McFly.
No.
Sorry.
All right, Tommy McFly.
Then I will check in on the junkies as well.
There it is, TommyMcFly.com. I know this guy's an operator. There we go. There's the picture right there.
You got a picture? There he is.
There you go.
Mike, that's great.
Everybody's making a living, one way or another.
He wants to be like
Billy Bush.
Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah.
Or Billy Bush.
Who doesn't?
All right, the Washington Post is right. If the Washington Post is right and Tommy McFly is the local Ryan Seacrest, then he's the multi-platform voice anchor and host for the world's most powerful city and its media ambassador.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, I didn't realize
he was
media.
Good for him.
Didn't realize
he was
media ambassador.
But there's no real stuff that he does. I'm trying to find that. Host, MC, commentator, character.
He's a character.
That's what it says on his website.
Bon vivant.
For hire.
Yeah.
Tommy McFly did a good job with handling Jimmy Cerito.
Yeah.
Because what Jimmy does is he adds value to the actual, a remote shoot. What a drunk does is take away value.
Right.
So Jimmy's never at least a belligerent drunk when he's like, go dad.
Well, we've also proven that whenever Jimmy is in studio to make wings, he's also low key Jimmy.
Yeah.
He reigns.
Sorry,
it in.
Washington Business Journal. You did notice that I was using an ad blocker. Pound sand. Lick it.
They are big about that.
Hard to find stuff. Anyway, I don't know what he's doing. I think he might be doing a podcast. I'm not sure what he's up to. Did you hear that when I said podcast?
Yes. We're moving on from Tommy and saying that Jimmy is actually an added value to any broadcast because at least he says something.
Yeah.
He's added value if he's controlled. I mean, and he's added value with that little hit. And he's added value if you bring like his wings on and he goes on a television show.
Like it does like a tailgate show.
Yeah. And so I'm happy because the city of Washington, when you talk about going back to the Washington Center, is very excited. We're going to see what happens. Looking like the Astros are quite a juggernaut. Who knows what's going to happen.
And Mike, I can bring you good news. I saw on Facebook this very morning, Charlie Brotman is alive.
Oh, that's good. Well, he's got to be thrilled.
He did a great piece where he said, I remember back when the Senators weren't playing that well. They say, those guys, they were horrible. They're a bad team. And now it's we're great. Now it's we. Very funny.
It's great for the city. Yeah, great for the city.
What's too much for a ticket, you think?
I saw the tickets online. Somebody posted that's insane. $800+ for standing room only.
What was it at Fenway back in the day?
I never went to a World Series at Fenway. Oh. I never never
but
had
I
the
think
pleasure.
He did.
I went to a World Series at Shea. That was through the radio station.
Okay. They got you that way.
Yeah. My gut feeling was $500 for bleacher seats. I think that would be about right. You know, to be in the park, $500.
Why don't you look it up on set? Does anybody have a computer on?
No. I know what the prices are. I've looked. Yeah.
Well,
don't get me wrong, but you can go in for $3,000 lower level, 100 level on StubHub. But I'm just saying,
in all seriousness,
yes.
And I've talked about this going way back to the Masters. Who is doing that? I mean, that means you're going to have 50 rows of glitterati, right?
Yep.
I mean, you're going to
be entitled.
That's $6,000 for a pair.
Don't you think I want to be on television when they're?
I want to
be
do.
Larry.
You wouldn't spend that. I would not spend that.
I don't have that to spend.
Right.
What I'm saying is I'm going to look at that, just like I look at exotic cars on Auto Trader that are made in Romania and shipped to the States and polished allegedly and resold on eBay.
If Oscar was to get a Larry King seat where we could see him behind the batter's box, who would be his Mary Hart? Who would be the lady you would be with? It would have to be a famous person.
I'd be alone.
No, but you would have to have a famous person by you.
Who, now in D.C.? Yeah.
Doreen Gensler.
I thought exactly.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Doreen.
All right, we have to take a break. We got lots to do. Speaking of sports, we have to continue with the sports because we have to, you know, let's break up sports. Let's have Rob's Nostalgia Corner next.
Really?
Okay, cool. All right, we can
Shall
do that.
Shall we do that?
All
and right. then later in the broadcast, we will bring in
Notify
Nicholas
Diamond.
Diamond, and we will have the Week 7 picks, which, by the way, will be the week that Mike O'Mara makes his mark.
Mm. Oh, really?
Remember. Yeah.
Strategize?
Remember that I said, yeah, a little strategy this week, a little paying attention.
Okay.
We're going to be okay. We'll come back with Rob's Nostalgia Corner right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, it's me, intern Dahlia.
Hi, Dahlia.
You know how everyone always says that the best things in life are free? Well, that's just communism infiltrating American culture. In America, we pay for things because if we don't, the commies are going to replace every American flag with the hammer and sickle. Do you, our loyal listener, want your independent wealth stolen by Soviet ideals? I think not. So buy the Mike O'Mara bonus show. Pay for your entertainment like a red-blooded American should. Thank you.
Thank you, Dahlia. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hiring can be a slow process. Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, needed to hire a director of coffee.
Coffee.
For his organic coffee company, but he was having trouble finding qualified applicants. So you know what he did? He switched to ZipRecruiter because ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you so you can rest easy. ZipRecruiter identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply for your job so you get qualified candidates fast. Dylan posted his job on ZipRecruiter and said he was impressed by how quickly he had great candidates apply. He also used ZipRecruiter's candidate rating feature to filter his applicants so he could focus on the most relevant ones. And that's how Dylan found his new director of coffee in just a few days, the end. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS.
Do it!
The smartest way to hire. And now, without further ado, it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for Rob Spiewak's Nostalgia Corner.
Mike, I want you to think back to the year 1948.
I'm here too.
Yes, but I don't want you to think about
okay.
it. Work on your picks.
It's the second week he's done that. You know, Mike and Oscar might be the...
All right, Oscar, 1948.
I'm looking at my picks.
So. Attaboy. It's still the golden age of Hollywood, and one of the things that you can know about the golden age of Hollywood is while all studios made all types of pictures, every motion picture studio had a genre they were known for. For example, MGM made prestige musicals. Big, colorful, big budget pictures. They said they had more stars than there were in the heavens.
Meyer,
Singing
Golden,
in the Rain?
Yes, Meyer. Exactly. Sorry?
Sound of Music?
Sound of Music was, I believe, Warner Brothers. But that came later. I'm talking about...
I'm sorry.
Was in the 60s, Oscar.
Warner Brothers, Mike, was known for gangster pictures. Humphrey Bogart, okay. James Cagney, all that stuff. Columbia was known for comedy. They had the Three Stooges. They had the screwball comedies of Frank Capra.
Revenge of the Nerds.
And Universal Motion Pictures was known for, Mike, your guess? Oscar, guess?
I'm not
porn,
sure.
Porn.
That's right. Hard porn.
Hard R.
Hard porn.
It was a hard R porn. No, they were known for monster movies. And so in 1948... they released something called Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein, and that is our topic today. It's a Halloween classic. The AFI selected this as the...
Who's on first, Abbott and Costello?
Proud of you!
Yeah! I learned something. I really learned something.
John Burney and I did Who's on First.
The 56th funniest film of all time, and what's so great about it is it has all of the great Universal monsters in it. Lon Chaney, who played the Wolfman in The Wolfman, plays the Wolfman in this movie, Larry Talbot. Bela Lugosi plays Dracula for the final time. It's his last major movie.
One, two, three.
Karloff, I couldn't. All right, go ahead.
And second only to Boris Karloff, the second greatest Frankenstein monster, Glenn Strange plays the Frankenstein monster in this movie, and he's great.
Was Boris Karloff dead?
Boris Karloff did not want to play Frankenstein ever again. He only played him three times. He only played the monster three times.
Typecast.
Right. And so he did help with the promotion of the movie, but would not play the monster. Now, Abbott and Costello play Chick Young and Wilbur Gray. Just for a bit of backstory, they were first paired in 1935, started in burlesque and vaudeville, conquered radio, film, television. They're best known for what Oscar just mentioned, the routine Who's On First, which was selected by Time Magazine as the greatest comedy routine of the 20th century.
We have Who's On First, What's On Second, I Don't Know's On Third.
That's what I want to find out. I want you to tell me the names of the fellas on the St. Louis team.
I'm telling you, Who's On First, What's On Second, I Don't Know's On Third.
Do you know the fellas' names?
Yes.
Well, then who's playing first?
Yes.
I mean the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The fellow playing first base for St. Louis.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Well, what are you asking me
Oscar's
for?
Digging it.
Well, that's kind of what happened at the beginning of the show. 2-3-2. Wait a second. 2-3-2. So then we go there, then we come back.
First. I'm asking you who's on first.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The first baseman.
Who is on first?
Have you got a first baseman on first?
Certainly.
Then who's playing first?
Absolutely.
When you pay off the first baseman every month, who gets the money?
Every dollar of it. Why not? The man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes.
So who gets it?
Why shouldn't he? Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yes. After all, the man earns it.
Who does?
Absolutely.
I'm going to make this political.
Okay.
That sounds to me like a modern day Trump press conference. I kid you not.
You caught Mick Mulvaney yesterday by any chance?
You sit there and you're like, what is going on?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Answer the question.
So by 1942, Abbott and Costello are the top box office draws in America.
Ooh.
They're huge. They're massive.
What year again?
1942.
Man, right after the Great Depression.
After the Great Depression, in the throes of World War II. And by 1948, Universal needs a big hit. So they call in their two strongest things. They have the canon of the monster movies, Frankenstein, Dracula, the Wolfman, and they have Abbott and Costello.
Canon in the what kind of canon did they use?
It was a big one full of gunpowder that made a big boom.
I'm just kidding at your English.
And so the movie is, the plot is simple. A sexy scientist, Dr. Mornay, wants to get Lou Costello's brain and put it in the monster of Frankenstein. And so they can control
it.
Who plays her is Lenore Albert, I think. You would not know her to
see.
This
is your corner. We're asking you.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Did not anticipate the question.
How come you don't pay attention to the
details? You know, women work too.
Me too.
I'm just saying, this is the time we live in.
Lenore Albert, Mike, is the name, I believe.
Lenore Albert.
And here she is right here.
Nervous, my dear?
This is risky business.
Not as risky as those curious operations of yours that so intrigued the European police. Yet, much more profitable. Restore the monster for me, and you shall have anything you wish.
That's the actual Bela Lugosi. By that time, he could speak English. Barely.
There we go.
Yeah. But the reason the movie works so great, Abbott and Costello are allowed to be funny. They're allowed to do their shtick, but the monsters never camp it up. They're always playing it as a straight monster movie. It allows them to have some genuine horror moments and allows Lou Costello to scream a little bit.
Listen, you're making enough noise to wake up the dead.
I don't have to wake him up. He's up. I saw a hand.
You saw a head?
Uh-huh.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're all excited reading this legend. Now, listen, Wilbur. I know there's no such a person as Dracula. You know there's no such a person as Dracula.
But does Dracula know it?
Now, listen to me. McDougal will be here any minute with the insurance agent. Now, get to work.
So, it is a funny movie all the way through. There's some genuine horror moments in it.
Could you compare this movie maybe, like, you know how a lot of these movies are rebooted and you just don't know?
Right.
Is this a good comparison to the modern day Weird Science?
Yeah, it is. I believe there is some of that to it. And the thing is when you think about the fact that Quentin Tarantino himself cited this movie as a big influence on him when he mixes genres.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the first time they ever put horror and comedy together. And because
it's like a scary movie.
I like when Lou Costello looks down at the bleeding monster and goes, Mr. Soon to be living the rest of his miserable life in excruciating pain, rapist here.
That's the reason no one understands why Lou Costello has a Band-Aid on his neck the whole movie. Yeah.
Marcellus.
But comedy and horror work very well hand in hand because they both rely on surprise. And so the next time you see a movie like Ghostbusters or Scream or Get Out or Gremlins or even American Psycho, know this. Abbott and Costello were the first team to meld comedy and horror. And with Halloween coming up, this is a great movie for anyone to watch. Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
And that would it be? Let me ask you this. Yeah. That's a great nostalgia.
Yeah,
word,
I love
by
it.
The way.
It's perfect.
And
timing.
Would it be a good idea to show? Could a little one see Abbott and Costello meet Frankenstein?
When Robert was in the hospital recovering from his first bouts of chemotherapy, this was his favorite go-to movie.
But that's also when he relapsed.
I will watch it with my son. That is Rob Spiewak's nostalgia. What did you say?
Nothing. I said that's also when he relapsed.
Okay, first of all, he didn't relapse. Okay. And second of all, if anyone wonders why I start the bit by saying, you know, Mike, that's why.
We'll take a break. It's football time. We didn't do our picks before the Thursday game, so that's out of the equation. But we will do our weekend picks with Nikki Diamond when we come back right here on the Michael Barron Show.
Line is ringing. The Yak Shack line is ringing.
It's time to cheer. The Yak Shack's here. So call up when you're full of beer. We're all in store for fun rapport. Call 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-MORE.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Kettlebell Kitchen. I love Kettlebell Kitchen. I've been telling you about the Huevos Rancheros and how delicious they are. Let me tell you about Kettlebell Kitchen. They're a new sponsor to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have them because we know that you, as listeners, are going to love them as much as we do. Meal planning is never one size fits all, which is why they offer at Kettlebell Kitchen a personalized solution. Their meal plans are tailored to the nutrition you need with none of the hassle. You can sign up for a plan or order a la carte, no long-term commitment. The Kettlebell Kitchen folks deliver it to your door twice a week for optimal freshness. You heat it, you eat it, no cleanup, you'll love it, and it's so delicious. I mean it when I say that about the Huevos Rancheros. Bueno, 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 bueno.
Muy bueno.
Whether you're slimming down, bulking up, or just looking to fuel your day, Kettlebell Kitchen has a plan for you. All their meals are free of dairy, soy, and artificial sweeteners, and are free of gluten.
Gluten.
They have vegetarian, keto, whole 30, and paleo options, and you can filter meals by your calorie, protein, fat, and carb limits, so you get exactly the right food for your unique taste. You plug it in if you're tracking your food. It's right there on the packaging. Go to kettlebellkitchen.com and enter the code TMOS for $25 off each of your first two orders for new customers. That's $25 off each of your first two orders at kettlebellkitchen.com, code TMOS. Feed the champion in you with Kettlebell Kitchen, ladies and gentlemen. And now, without further ado, let's get to it. It's the NFL, ladies and gentlemen. On the gridiron, third down, 4 yards to go. We bring in the commissioner. Maddie Masiello. We bring in Nicholas Diamond from Pahrump, Nevada, who said he's very busy today. He might be getting some sort of manicure, pedicure, waxing. I'm not sure what he's
up to. The waxing is important.
Out there in Pahrump. Nikki, are you on the line with us, sir?
Yes. TGIF, gentlemen. Glad to be here.
Yes. Sounds like it. All right, so a big week in football. Oscar Santana has a commanding lead in the season-long
big
picks.
Week.
Rob and I slacked off last week, and by the way, the whole season I've been behind both of you guys. So let's see if by any chance...
Redemption Nation, Mike.
I can make any headway whatsoever. We'll see what happens.
It's a long season, Mike. You got to pace yourself.
Yes, I do. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you for those words of encouragement.
You like when he peppers the conversation with his platitudes?
That's why he's here. That is why he's here.
The commission's here as well.
Yeah, Maddie, are you ready?
I am ready, Mike.
Let's dive into this week, week 7 in your National Football League, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, the Chiefs won last night, if anybody was wondering. We start with the Dolphins at Bills in 3-2-1.
Bills.
Good choice.
Jimmy Cerrito.
Wow.
See, I just like Nikki over on the side. It makes me laugh. Makes me smile.
Jags at Bengals. 3-2-1.
Jags.
Damn.
8 people will watch that.
Vikings at Lions. 3-2-1.
Lions.
Oh. What did you say, Rob?
I said Lions.
Raiders at Packers. 3-2-1.
Packers.
Rams at Falcons. 3-2-1.
Rams.
Falcons.
Texans at Colts. 3-2-1.
Texans. Ah.
49ers at Redskins. 3-2-1.
Niners.
49ers.
What? What was that?
49ers.
Come on. Cardinals Come at on. Giants in 3-2-1.
Giants.
Cardinals.
Oh, Rob.
Chargers at Titans. 3-2-1.
Titans.
Chargers.
Titans.
Take your time, Oscar.
Sorry.
Saints at Bears.
That's harmony.
Saints at Bears. 3-2-1.
Saints.
Saints.
Ravens at Seahawks. 3-2-1.
Seahawks.
Eagles at Cowboys. 3-2-1.
Eagles.
Cowboys.
For Chris Freights, the Eagles.
And Patriots.
You're taking the Eagles?
Yes.
Wow.
This will shock everybody when they win handily.
The Hey Freights Show.
Patriots at Jets. 3-2-1.
Jets.
Oh! What?
I said Patriots. I said Patriots.
I said Jets.
You said you're taking the. Hold on. You're taking the worst one of the
music.
Worst. Hold on. You're taking one of the worst teams in football against the best team in football?
I'm up. I can risk some. And wow. The Jets are on the up. They're on the up. They're
okay,
on the come up.
Very good. Maddie, you got them all?
I got them.
And everybody, if you can get some seats for Oscar to the Patriots game, we'd really
Mickey,
appreciate
it. What do you think of the Jets pick, honestly? It's asinine, I know, but what are the odds?
Well, you're playing with house money, Bermuda boys, so I get your concept here. But look, I didn't want to, going to mention this later in my my picks here, but we all know about the Merle, the sure thing. I have a new pick this week. It's called the Maddie.
The Maddie.
The long shot.
Oh, wow.
And I agree with you, Bermuda boy. The J-E-T-S Jets will upset the Pats. Sam Darnold is back for Motto. Patriots kiss that undefeated record. Goodbye, baby.
Wow. Yes. That's massive. Yes, Nicky Diamond, Oscar Santana, Nicky Diamond has jumped on the bandwagon with you and the Jets. Rob, we will have to watch that game on Monday night with great interest.
This is exciting because
the upset happens.
It's been probably all season that the Monday night game has even mattered in the results. So tonight, this week, it really matters.
Here we go.
Pretty incredible stuff. All right, Nicky, get to it. It's Nicky Diamond from Pahrump, Nevada, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, yes, I'm up early today training for the big Monster Dash 5K run tomorrow here in Pahrump.
Monster
Dash. Really stretching my legs, carving up for the big race. I'm more of a sprinter, Mike. I'm used to being chased, but we'll try to go a little longer here for the 5K.
Hey, Nicky, let me interrupt you for a second. And,
yes.
Nicky, I know you've got a favorite comedian that is doing a special, I believe, out west. Not necessarily Nevada, but somewhere out west. This guy named Rob Mayer, who's
taping a special.
Dry bar comedy?
Could you give a plug for that, please, Nicky? I'd appreciate that.
Yes, dry bar comedy. It's a clean comedy run by beautiful Mormons in Provo, Utah. And this comedian, Rob Mayer, will attempt to do 25 minutes of clean jokes. When his entire career, he's written 2 to 5 minutes of clean jokes. It should be an interesting situation on November 8th in Provo, Utah, the city that never sleeps in.
November 8th, Provo, Utah. Very good. All right, get to your picks, Nicky Diamond.
We got the carry. You snooze, you win, baby. Josh Allen off back from a bye for the Cerrito Bills will light up and dominate the Miami Dolphins, the worst team in the league. Josh Allen, 250, 1 rushing touchdown, 2 passing, domination. You snooze, you win, baby. The Merle, it's a sure thing. Detroit, horrible loss last week on Monday night. The refs just screwed them over. They are back home in Detroit. Kirk Cousins comes to town. Kirk Cousins cannot play 3 straight good games in a row. The Lions are getting to, I say they roll, Detroit Motown Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, baby. Wow. Yes.
Wow,
and now the diamond pick of the week. When in doubt, take a wide receiver. Cooper Kupp, the Rams at Atlanta. The Falcons got no defense. He's going to light them up because I'm in the no Cooper Kupp. Baby, I love you, Fatty.
There you go. Thank you, Nicky. Thank you very much. We'll see you next week. That's Nikki Diamond.
Wow.
Don't forget Rob Mayer. If you're out in Provo, Utah, go out and see Rob Mayer. He's a great comedian. And we will be back again with Nikki next week. And when we come back, it's Oscar's Take, ladies
Oscar's
and gentlemen,
take.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play The Mike O'Mara Show. And the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it. And I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
Thank you, Ina. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. As you've probably heard, it's the 100th season of the NFL. And right now, more than 1,800 NFL players are just like me. John Facenda. I'm dead. No, I'm sorry. They're just like me, Mike O'Mara, because they're sleeping on Sleep Number beds.
Yes.
All of us elite athletes recognize the importance of a great night's sleep. And the Sleep Number bed is the best. Sleep Number beds. You know, I never got enough call for my Facenda.
No.
There's somebody out there, if you're listening to my Facenda right now, you know, for God's sake, sitting here on the show, waiting to do those national commercials.
Yeah.
Come on now. Sleep Number beds allow you to adjust on each side to your ideal firmness, comfort, and support. The Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping comfortably through the night. Because the night is like a pirate.
Okay.
With Sleep IQ technology inside the bed, it tracks your slumber so you know every morning how well you've slept. It's great. We love Sleep Number. My wife loves it. Her setting's a 65. Mine's a 90. I like firm. She likes medium. And we love it. Experience the smart, effortless comfort of the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. Find your competitive edge with proven quality sleep. And now save up to $400 on select Sleep Number 360 smart beds. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 600. It's not, you're early with the music.
Yeah, early with
the music.
Sorry
about that. You're a paragraph. You're a paragraph early with the music.
Okay, you can bleed over. We're just bridging.
No.
Keep it tight.
I'm more keeping it tight.
Like your sweatshirt.
Does that mean when you start it, you can't stop it? Or
no, I can do whatever I want.
Oh, it's okay. His show.
All right, very good.
It's not my show.
It. Normally, it's a button, you know. All right. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 600 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. And when you do, tell them Rob Spiewak sent you.
Yes, from the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment of the news of the day, as only our Bolivian bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States of America. And now, without further ado, I've said that before, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, what is the least fun point in your life? According to a new survey, your fun hits rock bottom at age 45. The survey found that's when you're so stressed and busy with work and kids that you don't have the energy to have much fun. Only 41% of adults say they actively try to do fun stuff on a day-to-day basis, and about 1 in 10 say they can go an entire week without doing anything they like. What say you?
I say that they're wrong. I think that age is actually 40. When I turned 40... I realized one thing, that I had not done enough in my life. And I looked around, I looked at Todd, and I said, when he was about 40, he became a curmudgeon. And then when I turned 40, I think I was 2 years or a year out of business school. I became a curmudgeon.
Is Todd older than you?
Todd is 4 years older than me.
Oh, I had no idea. You didn't look in your future.
So young, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on the individual.
Okay.
If you are a guy who can put blinders on, like my friend Drab T-shirt and Rob Spiewak, and not worry about consequence in life, and not worry about issues of the day or problems that may be on the horizon. You can have fun all the time. Fun is what you do in life.
I think in our businesses, we probably are around a lot of people that are like that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's for people that aren't like that, the people that actually see the landmines and say, we probably shouldn't step on that. We worry too much. So you could do the complete opposite and ruin your fun by worrying too much.
Yeah. When I was in my mid-40s, I compensated by normally every night of the week finding myself at the bottom of a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon. Listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Oscar's Take.
So it's up to the individual.
Okay. That's the way it is. If you've always wanted to play Russian roulette, but, you know, without the whole maybe killing yourself aspect, this sounds like a made-for-social-media alternative. It's pizza roulette. You get a pizza, and you put a ghost pepper extract. You get a pizza and put ghost pepper extract on one slice. Then everyone grabs a piece and eats it. Most of you will be fine, but someone will get the insanely hot piece and probably cry.
That's great.
The idea actually comes from Domino's Japan. God love the Japanese. Mm-hmm. Where they're selling a pizza that has one ghost pepper covered slice for Halloween. What say you, Oscar?
You can only do this with a group of trusted friends.
Okay.
Then you don't risk the lawsuit. But this game, overall, is a 10 out of 10 in my eyes, especially if you're the person paying for the pie. Because if you're paying for the pie, then you can make the rules, I've always said. If you make the rules,
and
you've got the ghost pepper in the house waiting to go, especially if you've got a round of skinflint friends that always look at you when the tab comes around because you're going to pay for it. Someone's got to pay, Mike, with their ass, grass, or ass.
I would wonder, games.
Because I like to have the bathroom the ghost pepper came.
When we played the old eating games on the Don and Mike show, it just always creeped me out. But of all the ones that I've heard of, this one, depending on what that ghost pepper extract would do to you,
it would ruin your day.
From what I've seen on television or YouTube, the ghost pepper would probably add a good hour of just discomfort to your day, both at the front and the back, if you know what I mean. But it would be fun to see, in a trusted group of friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Vegas, here we come. You're listening to Oscar's Take. Oscar's Take. Oscar, easily the single most iconic sight to see when you visit Bangor, Maine. The real life inspiration for Derry, Maine is Stephen King's house. I've been there, driven by there a lot. It's up where I live up there. Built in 1858, purchased by King in 1980. King fans have for years been taking pictures in front of the house, hoping to get a glimpse of King. He does sometimes stay there. He owns a couple of radio stations up there, too. But soon they'll be able to step inside. As reported by Rolling Stone, Stephen King and Tabitha King recently applied to rezone the iconic home with the hopes of turning it into a nonprofit museum and writer's retreat. And the Bangor City Council has unanimously approved that request this week. How it'll work is that the house will become a King Archive Museum with appointments required for visits, and up to 5 writers at a time will be able to use it as a retreat. The King family has been wonderful to the city of Bangor over time and have donated literally millions of dollars to various causes in the community, according to the city council. Preserving his legacy here in Bangor is important to the community. They love him up there. He's great for the city. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And I think it's cool.
There's a fatal flaw in this plan.
I
root for Bangor. Mike, you know I love the state of Maine.
Yes.
I think this is a great fuel injection for the economy, stimulate the economy. But if you go back to episode 1027, I don't know the number, but it was a while ago, when Mike tried to get to the King House initially, you have GPS
built
into your car, and then you have GPS on your phone. Either GPS could not find the estate.
Scary,
right?
So
what are the writers going to do?
Ghost positioning satellite.
They're going to have to spend the night in Castle Rock. Finally, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Finally, Oscar, NBC has reported that Colorado, Utah, Kansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and yes, even Wyoming are no longer legally able to ban women from appearing topless in public.
Mm.
The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals of Fort Collins, Colorado, upheld a federal judge's conclusion that the law banning women from going topless amounted to unconstitutional discrimination. The law was based on negative stereotypes depicting women's breasts, but not men's breasts, as sex objects. The court said the ban has been lifted and the law has been formally removed from its public nudity statutes, a decision that echoes throughout the Rocky Mountain region. What the court forgot to mention was that these states, especially Wyoming, are almost always freezing, so neither male nor female wants to be exposed to that much cold air. Still, it's nice to know they can be if they choose to be. That's what we call justice. What say you,
Mike? I hear a story like this, and I think this is legislation at its best. I would like to congratulate our friend from the Howard Stern Show, Ronnie Mund, T-O-P-L-E-S-S, topless. He's really into that. I would say not part of the Me Too movement, but if it's even Stevens now and we want to make sure that everything's equal, we got to equalize everything.
Well, we have Stand Your Ground down here in Florida, and I'd certainly like to see something else standing. That would be topless women all over our state. That's right. That's Oscar's take, Oscar's ladies and gentlemen. And we will take a break when we come back. It's Rob Spiewak and the final Audio Vault of the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, y'all, it's Angie with a new episode of Oh My Golf, out now. Meet the four-year-old who captured hearts across the nation. Her advice? Work hard and get that shmoney. Exclusive World Series prediction from a real crystal ball in studio. Don't worry, Mike, we're not going to talk about your future. Oh, and good news. You can rent your Halloween costume this year. Subscribe to the Oh My Golf Show now on YouTube and Apple Podcast.
Oh, you bad kid. Really hated that. Stop being so mean to me.
Stop it.
Welcome.
Not welcome. So hard.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. What's the matter, sugar? Why are you so down in the dumps? Is it because it's Friday and you're staring at a weekend and you ain't got nothing to do? That's sad, right? Your family is distant, no girlfriend, hell, no friends at all. Poor you. No wonder you're a sourpuss. But you know what can make a weekend really great?
What?
Worshiping at the church of your choosing. Oh, and the TMOS bonus show. It's better than church. No collection plate. Sort of.
Kinda.
It's a commercial-free, unscripted, unrestricted, no-holds-barred sixth episode of TMOS. And this week, we go to a coffee shop field trip.
Yes.
Just click the banner on our website to get access to all of our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. It's your passport to the Asport. The TMOS bonus show brought to you by Errol's Video, the DC area's premier video rental chain. So, whether you want a VHS of Ghostbusters in the red video box or a beta copy of On Golden Pond black box, think Errol's. Because everywhere you go, there's an Errol's Video that will stop you in your tracks, thrill you to the max. Errol's. Bought by Blockbuster in 1990, and Blockbuster closed its last corporate store in 2014. So remember, you can't rent a memory, whatever that means. And now let's open up the, come on, get the thing down there. There you go. Come on. What's wrong with my
button
finger?
Stuck.
Very good.
Button, right, button.
Button.
It really, really helps. Let me button. Press the button.
There you go. Hit that button. Vault,
Rob Spiewak.
So, Mike, the Astros are one win away from going to the World Series to face the Washington Nationals last night.
Yeah.
An 8-3 victory over the New York Yankees, and two sizable home runs sealed the deal for them.
That ball's drilled to left field. It sends Gardner back at the wall. It's gone. A three-run shot from George Springer, and the Yankees fall behind 3-1. Cranks his ball to left. That sends Gardner back.
Saw this one.
It's gone. And the Astros have broken it open here in the sixth of game four.
Ended up winning 8-3 last night and lead the Yankees in the series 3-1.
Yep. Yankees!
There's some joy, and I'm not as passionate as a fan like Mike, but to watch that crowd, I don't know why.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, the Yankees won and won and won and won and won for years and years.
I don't know
and years
why
and years.
I felt this. I felt guilty for feeling happy that they yes. were sad.
Well, you know what? Welcome to all of New England. Yeah. When you've got the Prudential Tower with a sign that where they turn a certain amount of lights on that say "Go Stros,"
yeah.
you know how New England feels about that. Mm-hmm.
I like when musical mashups work really well, especially when the songs are very different. Now, Mike, you're a big Slipknot fan, right?
Oh yeah, I got all their albums.
Yeah, all their records. Well,
every single one.
You wouldn't think that Slipknot would work well with the Spice Girls. You just wouldn't think that.
No, you wouldn't. No.
Check this out.
The only will is my own. I do whatever I want to stay alone. All my decisions make it untouchable and changing. I'm gonna suffer for the rest of my life, but I will always find a way to survive. I'm not a failure, but I know what it's like. I can take it or leave it or die. Stay.
It's a pretty good one. It's a pretty good one.
You know, I know that there have been days where I've had a head cold and my voice is kind of toast at the end of a show. I would wonder, after a multi-city tour, how the members, the lead singer in particular of Slipknot, would nurse that throat. That would be a
perhaps some warm tea?
Hot tea. Thank
Johnny
you.
Slipknot would like a glass of warm tea. Mike, I love this story just based on the notion of it. Cops caught a guy in Davenport, Iowa, not too far from KCJJ land.
Right.
He was trying to ride a log down a river to get to Kentucky.
The man was seen holding onto a log, which they say he got on willingly, and was trying to travel that way to Kentucky. He entered the water in Davenport and was soon spotted floating toward a barge. He was not hurt, but firefighters encouraged him to make other transportation arrangements next time.
All kids love log. Just floating on a log. Just floating on a log.
The logic is sound. Don't get me wrong.
Well, I don't know how sound it is.
Floating on a log.
How big was the log?
Pretty big.
Big enough to float on.
Yeah, he was headed towards a barge. They said, try to make other arrangements next time.
Thank you.
Yeah, a lot of people have the personal assistants, right? Mm-hmm. Like I could right now just say, hey, Alexa, play a song.
Mm-hmm.
I did that yesterday and it worked to a lot of people.
Oh, you just screwed a lot of listeners right there.
That's just fun. Just having fun. But what about the Scottish mom that busts her kid using Alexa to cheat on his homework?
Alexa. 6 multiplied by 6.
6 times 6 is 36.
What is going on here? No, that is not how you do homework.
Alexa, 4 multiplied by 4.
4 times 4 is 16.
You do realize you'll be doing all this again yourself.
That's not how you do your homework.
Don't do that. You're not going to get any porridge for dinner, Debeke.
Now, you have the greatest wolf whistle of anyone I know. I've seen you get a cab 6 lanes of traffic away. Watch this, Oscar. This is great. Fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Now, but are you a melodic whistler?
No, I am not. I regret that I am not.
Rolling Stone.
I do not do it well.
Rolling Stone magazine has put together a list of the best whistling songs of all time. I have to include it because it has one of your favorites in it. But Chad, here are some of the times that whistling has graced the top 40.
Guns N' Roses.
Exactly. Here you go, Mike. Bobby McFerrin.
Wish I could.
Scorpio.
Yeah, Scorpion.
Scorpion.
Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros. Very obscure is Roy Orbison.
If you do it well, it's beautiful.
Bangles.
Bangles, yep. Not a top 40 hit.
Black and White.
Eddie Griffith Show.
Show.
And my favorite.
Sitting on Dock of the Bay, Otis Redding.
Otis Redding, very good. So there's some of the best whistling songs.
I'm a whistle guy.
You are. Well done. Whistleblower.
Well done. Well done.
I'm the whistleblower.
I'm the captain now. I'm the captain now. Mike, Ozzy Osbourne wants you to know he's okay.
Oh, I'm so happy.
But he's bored, and he's bedridden.
He mm-hmm.
Ozzy he's released this video.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Ozzy.
He sounds good, doesn't he?
This is light years away from the Osbournes, by the way.
It really is. Wow. We're going to close with this, but I just want you to really focus on his parlance, his diction, and his attitude. We'll play this. You know, if Jimmy's not on TV right now, maybe he can hear this tape of Ozzy and enjoy
he'd
it.
He'll probably like it. Yes, absolutely.
Here's Ozzy to greet you.
Hi, everyone, it's me, Ozzy. I'm here to give you an update on my condition. Well, as you probably know or you may not know, at the beginning of this year, I had a bad fall. I just screwed all the vertebrae in my neck and had to have surgery. I got more nuts and bolts in my neck now than my car. I'm not dying. I am recovering. It's just taking a little bit longer than everyone thought it would. I'm bored stiff of being stuck on a bed all day. I can't wait to get up my and get going again. But you're just going to have to be a bit more patient. I just want to say one thing to the fans. I sincerely thank you for your patience, your loyalty. I love you.
Do you think he'd be trying harder to get out of bed if the reward wasn't Sharon Osbourne? The newly shiny, facially tightened.
That is so nakedly cruel.
Sharon Osbourne, whose belly button is up here right
go
about
to work.
Now.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got nuts and bolts in me neck. I think I'll just stay here.
There we go.
And Mike, to take you to the weekend, once again, the voice of Ozzy Osbourne.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Ozzy.
All right, that's your magic audio vault. Have a good weekend, everybody.
That was a good audio vault. Thank you. Thank you guys for covering for me this week. I appreciate that. We will be back on Monday with a brand new show. Don't forget our bonus content, an extra sixth show every single week with a field trip to the coffee shop downstairs. I can't wait. And by the way, the Yak Shack always open 888-920-6673. And send your letters and cards and gifts. It's the holiday season to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ear. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
I want you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
Be kind, people. Be kind. Can you do that for me, please? Thank you.